Please hold all applause until after the show has concluded. A happy Thursday, Hank fans and family, to all who celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
See, he can do it. What if he started clapping? Would that be okay?
Well, we cheer for him, and he's ready to go because it's
on Thursday.
Thursday.
He knows.
And the 12th day of the second month of 2026. 43 in, 322 left to go. We have a two-day warning until Valentine's Day. It is Saturday tomorrow.
Plenty of time, guys. I wouldn't even worry about it a little bit. No way.
Do plenty of shopping on Saturday morning and get it done. Just all in one fell swoop. Good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Oh, my gosh. It's like the entire HEB store is taken over with bouquets, candy, mugs, all the things.
Yeah, my mom texted me last night some deals on some possible ideas.
Oh, we've got one coming up for you and not necessarily the news.
Fantastic.
As well.
Fantastic. See, we're here to help.
You're welcome.
We're here to help.
All right.
Mardi Gras is next week, kicking off on Tuesday. Today is known as, well, National Lost Penny Day. Remember those?
So now, wouldn't every day be Lost Penny Day now? I mean, they're gone.
We're here. And it is Lost Penny Day because it is Lincoln's birthday. He was born on this date in 1809.
Does this mean we all get cake?
And, of course, Lincoln, kids, is on the penny. Or was, I guess. Remember that. On this date elsewhere in history, 1909, the NAACP was founded. In 1912, the last emperor of China was forced to give up the throne at the tender age of 6 years old.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
They made a movie about that. No power and nowhere to sit.
6-year-old emperor.
It's like that Tutankhamun is ancient.
Something tells me that they weren't checking any sort of voter registration at that time in China.
Yes, we love winners.
Well, he was only 6 years old.
He knows.
1993 on this date musically, Toby Keith released the debut single, Should Have Been a Cowboy. Yeah, most played country song of the 1990s. We will play that coming up. On this date in 1997, musically, Snoop Dogg and Sean Puffy Combs hold a press conference where they call for an end to the East Coast-West Coast rap rivalry.
Mo.
This was right after the whole Tupac thing went down.
Yeah, was that also after Biggie?
Probably, or it might have been right in between.
Mo.
So it didn't quite work out. And now he's at the Olympics, so look
at
that.
And look where Diddy is. Yes.
Probably watching the Olympics.
Mo.
On this date in 1999, the United States Senate acquitted Clinton of impeachment charges. Remember when we did impeachments? They were so much fun. On this date in 2004, famously, Mattel announces the split of Barbie and Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I mean, can you blame the woman?
He bounced back.
Have you seen G.I. Joe?
He bounced back, trust me. There's somebody, and then he got married, and it was live streamed.
Everyone's invited.
See?
Hi, Ken.
It's done, Barbie.
On this date in 2019, we got El Chapo. 2020, we got Jussie Smollett. Remember we were embroiled in that 6 years ago on this date when he made all those claims about being attacked and whatnot?
Dear.
Turns out not true.
Was there a Netflix special on it?
It was a party balloon over El Paso, it turns out. Anyway. On this date, okay, be careful if you're of note. On this date, a couple of RIPs, and we got a big one coming up and not necessarily the news to lead that off. 1971, JCPenney, James Cash Penny, passes away at age of 95. 2000, we lost Charles Schulz. He gave us Peanuts and Charlie Brown. And on the same date in 2000, we lost the greatness of Hall of Fame, Dallas Cowboys coach, the man in the funny hat, Tom Landry. Yes, let's do birthdays.
Birthday time,
the brighter side of the birthday front. Well, as along with Lincoln. Friend of the show, longtime friend of Hank FM, Mo Bandy is 82 today. There you go, Bandy the rodeo clown. Happy birthday, buddy.
Party!
Elsewhere, he's an analyst now for the NFL, Robert Griffin III.
Yeah, he played the 36. Football.
He did. Baylor Bear. NASCAR driver Brad Keselowski is 42.
Excellent driver.
They get things revved up and have been out there at Daytona. 500's on Sunday. Christina Ricci is 46 today. Josh Brolin, 58, once played W. Arsenio Hall is 70.
Are you going to do the woo, woo, woo?
I think you just did.
Okay.
I think you just did.
It's not the same without a red leather jacket.
Joanna Kearns is 73.
Oh, she was the mom from Growing Pains, right?
Oh, yes.
The Pretty Blondes. Did you crush on her?
No, but once, and arguably she was the first interview I ever did in radio.
Oh.
Had Tracy Gold, Carol Seaver on the show. We cried. There was crying.
Were they nice?
It's also crying because, oh, she was fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I love that.
Oh, gosh.
What?
He's 74 today.
Oh, your favorite.
Michael McDonald. Yeah, I'm going to be there at 74 today. Happy birthday, Michael McDonald. You know, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks is Mike McDonald. No relation, I checked. Stop it! What are my feelings on that? Still can't get over Barbecue James out there at the wedding, getting that requested.
We're here to help.
And then author Judy Blume is 88 today.
Oh, are you there, God?
It is a Will It Flow Thursday.
Will it flow?
What goes into the tank next?